Hello. Hey, good morning, Fred. How are you?
Okay.
I can barely hear you.
You really?
Hello?
Yeah, well, I got the phone about as good as I can get it.
Okay, I can hear now. All right, so I wanted to discuss regarding your feedback that the quality is not up to the mark. Now, I've sent you three things, Fred. I sent you the trailer synopsis, I sent you Article 3, and I sent you the PowerPoint that was for the posts, social media posts where we used quotations and all that. Now, which one specifically are you referring to?
Well, the one that you sent me just before, which I think it's important to tell the truth or something like that.
Okay, are you in front of your computer right now? Maybe we can go over it together.
Well, I just walked in. I'm just here now, yeah.
Okay, so the trailer synopsis has a heading and it says slide one, slide two, slide three. I'm sure you're not talking about that. Why telling the truth is important. Are you talking about that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, the team that worked on this article actually adapted the tone of the book and the previous article that you approved. So, what exactly is wrong with this article? Can you confirm that?
I can give you the corrections right now.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. I have the article opened up in front of me.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna find it here.
Okay. And what about the post and the trailer synopsis? Are they approved or do we need to make any changes to that?
Let's do one at a time here.
Okay, all right. Let's focus on this article first and then we'll look into the other stuff.
Yeah. Why telling the truth is important. Second paragraph, first line. You don't say we all have time who have come because we all haven't. Say many of us have come.
Okay.
And fourth line down, that being said, there are a few among us.
Yeah, some doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, a few among us. And then about six lines down, it says many great researchers. Well, then it's not many a great researchers.
It should be
It's many
many
great
great,
researchers.
yes.
Yeah. Now, third paragraph is spiritual factor is more important. Take out whatever's in between there.
Spiritual factor is way more important. Okay, so we are removing way from here. It's
Yeah.
more important. Okay.
Down where it says, yet there are a few, I don't know which, it's third paragraph from the bottom.
Okay.
Yet there are a few, take out the comma.
Okay.
And the second line says maybe. That's two words, actually.
Maybe it's supposed to be written together.
Is?
Yes. So that is correct. Apart from
No, it's
that,
not. No, there's something wrong with that because you can't say so that maybe.
okay,
Yeah,
I'll leave it as space.
that's my opinion.
All right,
Okay, the last paragraph. You don't want to say Mr. Fred.
Yes, it should be
Just
either Mr. Fox or just
say
Fred.
Fred. Yeah, okay. Just say Fred. And I think that follows on the next page, too.
Yes. Okay, so and, that's pretty much it?
Wait a minute. No, the first line on the last page.
Mm-hmm.
It said, for anyone looking to help themselves in, I would say, dealing with the truth.
Okay.
And that's it. And Mr. Fred, yeah.
Yep, I corrected that.
Yeah, so that's my suggestion for that one.
Okay, all right. So that is good to go. See, these kind of revisions, they are ought to be there because, of course, these writers, they are writing from their own perception. So there may be some changes of words and phrases that might immune to, you know, when we are working together. And I completely understand that this is very important to you. So how about whenever I send you something, we'll come over the phone and we'll get this fixed, okay? So there are no back and forth.
Okay.
Because we did it like in barely 3 minutes, and it's done. Instead of going back and forth via email and then you typing out everything again, it's better for me to come over the phone and take the revisions from you. Okay, so this article is sorted. Let me pull up the trailer synopsis. Okay. All right, now the trailer synopsis, do you have that open?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What are the revisions on the trailer synopsis? Remember, this is going to be a video, okay? A video clip of the book being promoted. Just like how you see movie teasers, right? That's how it's going to appear.
Yeah. I don't know. Go ahead.
All right. So slide one, is life becoming mundane? Is that mundanity driving you down a detrimental path? Slide two, have you ever felt like life could be better, like there's more to experience? Slide three, learn how to navigate through the complexities of life in a more expansive manner with the help of To Tell the Truth by Mr. Fred L. Fox. Is that all fine, or do you need to change something here?
Just take out Mr.
Okay. Slide four, acquire the true meaning behind individuality, family, true community, and humanity. Slide five, entangle yourself in the pages of a book meant to open your eyes and compel you to... What's that word?
Gander.
Okay. Gander, right. That's new.
There might be a better word than that.
What can we use? I mean, what does it mean, first of all? To be very honest, I haven't heard this word.
It kind of means look. It's a look around.
Oh, okay. Any suggestions? Can we
I meant to open your eyes and compel you to... Oh, yes, so just say look.
How about explore?
Isn't that fine?
Explore within.
Yeah.
Would that sound better?
Sure.
Easy, you know?
Yeah, well, Gander, a lot of people don't know it.
Exactly. I didn't know. So, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So that completes the slides. Call to action. What matters more than... Okay, now that needs to be THAN.
That's right.
What matters more than the connections we make in life with family, friends, and the community in general? Explore aspects of humanity and relationships with To Tell the Truth by Fred L. Fox. Available to you on all leading bookstores such as Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon.
Yeah, but spell Noble, right?
Exactly. that's a typo. One more thing. Available to you on all leading bookstores, not bookstore.
That's right.
Yep, I removed that. Okay, so this is sorted too, right?
I guess, because I don't know what the slides are.
Yep, I will. Well, that's basically for visualization. You know, once I start to render that in a video form, you'll understand what the slides are about, okay? All right, so I'm saving that. The last thing that I sent you was the PowerPoint for the post, social media post. Can you pull that up?
Wait a minute.
The title or the file name says R1 to tell the truth. Found it?
Yeah. No, wait a minute. I'm lost. I guess I'm not getting it.
Okay.
Says it connect. I'm getting a flag that says connection not secure.
No. Actually, the PowerPoint that I'm looking at, it's not the post. It's actually the report, marketing report. Let me share that. Okay, coming through. Okay, this is the one. All right, I've sent it to you again. Can you refresh your email and see if you got it?
I just did. It just says calling you now.
No. I sent you another email after that, which says, Fred, here's the marketing report. Anything?
No.
Okay. All right. Did you refresh your email? Because I see it in my sent items.
Social media marketing report planning?
Yes.
Platform analysis?
You got it, right? It's a PowerPoint.
I don't know. PowerPoint from PowerPoint. Is this the one with total reach and stuff like that?
Yes, that's the one where we provide engagement report for Instagram and Facebook and all that with a lot of charts and numbers.
Social media marketing report, Facebook, Instagram. What is this telling me?
Did you open it?
Yes, it's platform analysis. 67%, 33%?
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
It means that your profile has grown by this percentage. We created new pages for you on Facebook and Instagram, right? And the marketing team,
I don't know that.
Okay. I shared with you the links as well for Facebook and Instagram. Did you get those?
I guess not.
Okay. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'll send you the links first so you can see what's happening on the pages, and then you can review the report. Well, this is basically just to give you an overview of what we have done in the past 1 month in terms of marketing for you, okay? So this is the engagement report, you can say. It's the percentage determines the total number of target audience or the number of people who came and visited your page. So for example, if you look at Facebook, it says 67%. That means out of the entire crowd, the engagement on Facebook was particularly 67%. 67% of the people engaged and actually, looked at the page or commented or liked any one of the posts that we made for you. And Instagram is slow and gradual. Instagram will increase, however, all right? So that is 33% in 1 month. This is the progress, like the progress report so far. Now, if you go down, it shows a table as well, which determines the total reach. The total number of people who saw content related to your book is 890,000. Oh, all right, that's good. The next one says total page profile visits. Okay, this gives us a total count of people who came and visited your page. They just visited. They didn't engage or anything, but they came and reviewed the page and then they went away. And that number is, the total number of people who visited your Facebook page is 2,903.
Yeah.
And the number of people who visited your Instagram account is 83. That is low. The total number is 2,986. But Facebook is doing really well. I mean, the engagement on Facebook is good.
Yeah.
All right. The next one. Okay, now we break down. See, initially, platform analysis gave us the overall percentage on Facebook and Instagram, how much the profiles have matured or progressed. Then we broke it down into total reach, then total visits on the page, then lastly, total number of likes and followers on both pages. So Facebook has 6,576. That is good.
Yeah.
Instagram followers, 224. That's still low. So I'm going to have my team work on Instagram more because we have to pick that up, right? Facebook is going well at this point of time.
Yeah.
And the percentage, would you believe, on Facebook, out of the 6,576 people, 16.7% were women and 83.3% were men. Okay. All right. You have a lot of males coming in to read the book. They're interested. And on
how do we know how many books were sold?
That you're going to figure out from the sales dashboard of Amazon. Do you have your login credentials? Like the
I don't know anything about it, no.
Okay, the people that published your book, didn't they provide you an email address and a password to log in and track your sales?
I don't know what you're saying, no.
Okay, see, Amazon, see, they published your book on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Now, they must have created an account for you under your name. That means just like how you log into Facebook and any other platform with an email address and a password, similar to that, you log into Amazon. And they have a certain section where you can track your sales. For example, if people around the world are buying your books, it's going to show up a record in that profile. So you need to add your credentials.
Yeah, but I don't know how to log into Amazon.
Did you log in?
No, I don't know how.
Oh, God.
I'm terribly sorry, Lisa, because I'm pretty stupid with this stuff.
How do I log into
Amazon?
You need to get your credentials from them because it's not safe for you to leave your email ID and password with a company that will obviously stop working for you in a while, right? And it also contains your royalties. For example, the amount that is being transferred to your account. Now, if you leave the credentials with them, I'm not saying that they're bad people or whatever the scenario is, but if they go rogue, they will have a hold on your account and they can change the bank details and everything. That means you won't get the money for sales. So it's very important to get your account back from them.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know what you're saying. That's all. How do I do that?
Okay. Who is the person of interest that you speak with? You know, with the other company that published your book?
Sylvia, somebody.
I'm sorry?
Sylvia, but I can't think of her last name.
Okay.
What do you mean? Be gentle, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You need to have your account in your hands. That's what I'm saying. You know, just like a bank account or any other account.
But I don't have an account.
Your book is published through your account. It is not possible not to have your account. They must have created your account on Amazon, and then they published the book. Because without having an account, it's not possible for anyone to publish the book there. And I see
now,
your
wait
book.
Wait a minute. I hope I'm not screwing up, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, all right. Is there any way that I can speak to that person and get your Amazon credentials? Then maybe I'll be able to talk to that.
Which person? Which
person? The publisher. Who published your book?
No, I mean, I can speak with her, I guess. I haven't gotten anything back from them yet.
Okay. So
I better do this right now.
Well, all you gotta do is ask her for him or her. I don't know who that person is that's dealing with you from the publishing side. Ask them for your Amazon credentials. Just ask them for this. You can go up to them and say, listen, where are my Amazon credentials? Can you provide the email and password to me? That's all you got to say. And let me know what she says.
Okay. How come I don't have this?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'll have to call her.
Yes. Call her and tell her that I need my Amazon credentials
and see
what she says. All right?
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. All right then, Fred, we are good to go from my end. If I send you anything next, I will call you up and we can review things together, because this was
okay,
very...
Okay, do you want me to call you back with this information?
Yes, please, so we can
okay,
know, sort
what,
out
what's
your...
Okay, what's your number, just so I got everything here?
Okay, let me know once you're ready so I can give you my number.
I'm ready.
All right, so it's 408. 641-4028.
All right.
Call me back on this number, okay?
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, and get back to me as soon as you can.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.